I don't think we'd have every week the spread here of Papert. Maybe once in a while we'll have the refreshment, but we'll certainly have a weekly Shir in Chassidus. And I apologize for those who heard some of this before. You know, it's nice to be surrounded by the Kamelis here back at home from Esh Kodesh, which means they're going to hear a lot of things over again from time to time. But I was learning through the Yira Kadosh. Yira Kadosh, his name, he's a name, even though it's called Yira Kadosh, is Rav Yaakov Yitzchak Miparshischa. He's a Talmud of the Choza who had the same name, Yaakov Yitzchak. So some explain he was called Yira Kadosh because you're not supposed to say your Rebbe's name to someone else, even to your Rebbe, obviously, but even to someone else, not to use the name. So it's called the Yira Kadosh, not to use the Rebbe's name. That's one pshat. And the other pshatim are, he's a Gilgal of Mordechai HaYehudi. So Yehudi HaKadosh he was called. That's how he got Yehudi, but the Kadosh was because he was a Yira Kadosh. So I was learning through this a bit during the 3 weeks, and it has a number of pieces in Avos Yisrael, so I figured maybe this year we'll go through various Torahs of the Yira Kadosh. And so the beginning is Avos Yisrael. It goes in Aleph Beis order. So I shared some of these on Tisha B'Av. So the Kamelis were right next to me in Tisha B'Av as well. And my Rosenfeld was sitting in the back there as well. I apologize for not saying hello to him. We saw each other, but it was very unfriendly. So I did text him afterwards for being unfriendly to him. So a couple of pieces I shared that day, but a couple more ideas as well. So this I didn't share on Tisha B'Av, but it's about Dibuk Chaverim, the idea of getting together. We're doing tonight, and we'll do many of these to build friendships, relationships, connections. And there's a maisa here that Rabbi Yaakov Tzvi Medinov, one time the first time he met the Yira Kadosh, and he was asking him if, you know, he was interested in getting together. You want some mashke, you want some drink. And he said, that's not for me. No, I like to learn. Let's go to the base magistrate and learn a bit. This is not for me, this get-together. So he says, well, you forgot a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara tells us in Avodah Zarah Daf Lamed Vavon Rebbeis that Chachamim were gozer on Pas Yisrael and Pisan with Shmanan Shel Akum Al Yenam Mishum Benoseim Nisachayayin. And Rashi explained the reason why Yain is Aser is because Yain burns. It's Yain is Boer Boa, a person is burnt with passion. And Chas V'Shalom is Mevi'a Lidei Benosein. It leads to terrible things. So says the Yira Kadosh that if that's true, that if Yain could lead to terrible things, Chas V'Shalom, we know that Midah Tova is Meruba. The Midah Tova is greater than whatever bad could come, that which good could come even greater. And if it's true in the context of a Goyisha party, what wine could lead to in a Yiddisha party, a Mesiba, a get-together, a Chabura, how much more so could the Yayin, could the drinking, could the eating and the Ischabrus build relationships? I shared the other day with a couple of people in the Beis Medrash, the Boston Rebbe said, he asked the question, why was Avraham Avinu so successful in being Makariv, so many people of his door? But Noach HaTzadik wasn't. No one joined Noach. He was building his teva for many, many years. Not one person other than his family members joined him in the teva. He couldn't convince one Jew, or no Jews, but one person to come into his teva. And Avraham Avinu had followers. He had chassidim. So the Boston Rebbe said, because Avraham Avinu had an open tent, he invited everyone inside to eat and drink, to hang out. And that's how the connections are built. Not to say, Chas V'Shalom, we shouldn't be learning the base medrash. We should, and it's what we're doing all day, we're doing all night. But these, once in a while, builds that connection. It builds the relationships. So, to speak about Avos Yisrael a bit, so he says an amazing thing. You know, Kadosh writes that there's a way to measure everything in this world. You want to measure silver or gold, you put it on the scale, and it weighs how many pounds it weighs. And there's a measure, if you want to see how long something is, you take out a tape measure. How tall someone is, there's weight, there's volume, there's all types of ways you could weigh something. He says, so what's the scale for your success in Avodas Hashem? How do you know that you're doing the right thing, that you're your tefillah is good, that your learning is good, that your chesed is good, your midos. How do you know? What's the litmus test that you're doing the right thing? There's got to be a measure. I know how much money I have. I look in the bank. How do I measure my ruchnis? So he says an amazing thing. Yina Kodesh writes, you know how you measure it? If a person has an increased amount of Avas Yisrael, that's how you measure. If you're learning all day long, you're davening with great kavana, but your Ava for your friend, your Ava for your chavrusa, your Ava for your neighbor, your Ava for some other Jew you don't know isn't better, that's indicative there's something wrong with Avodas Hashem. Doesn't mean you should stop learning and stop davening, obviously, but it means there's something, the kavana, the lishma, is not where it's supposed to be. And that's the measure, that's the scale of to measure your ruchnis. Is your avos Yisrael increased? Will you love that other Jew? It's easy to love your family. It's easy to love a friend. It's easy to love a chavrusa. It's not easy to love a Jew that you don't know. Shlomi is special. His avos Yisrael is God, is incredible. But for the regular person who doesn't have the heart of Shlomi, so it's not so easy for us. And the only way to measure is your avos Yisrael. If your avos Yisrael is not increasing, it means you have to do something better about your avoda. And then he says a beautiful idea. It's about Ava a little bit, but it's still a beautiful idea about the famous Maisa of Beis Hillel, or Hillel and Shammai, when the Ger came. He wanted to be Mizgayer on condition that he's taught the entire Torah on Regel Achas. And that Gemara in Shabbos, we know that Shammai shoved him away and Hillel embraced him. And Hillel said to him, "Da'alecha sani lechavercha lo sa'avid." That which you hate, don't do to your friend. That's the Gemara in Shabbos Laman Aleph. So he says as follows, that the only way a person can be matzliach in this world is if it's bechinas ratz of a shov. Ratz of a shov means back and forth, ups and downs. Everybody goes through ups and downs in life. Ups and downs in one's learning, ups and downs in one's davening. There's always ups and always downs. Downs leads to ups, but ups are followed by downs as well. That's how life is. And when the Ger said, he understood that's how a Jew's life is, ups and downs, ruts of a shof. When he said to Shammai that I want to learn al regla achas, he didn't mean physically, to stand on one regla, he meant figuratively, I want to have a regel achas. I want to be in one madriga. I don't want to have ups and downs. I just want to stay straight. And Shammai says, that can't be. The life of a Jew, to build, to make yourself better, they're going to be ups, they're going to be downs. It's a ratz of a shov. I can't help you. Get out of here. And Hillel said, no, you know what the answer, the response to that is? Da'alach sani l'chavercha chlosav. That which you hate, don't do to your friend. And the Yira Kodesh says something very deep here. He says, you know why you want to become a ger? You know what inspired you to be a ger? There was some Jew somewhere, perhaps a tzaddik somewhere in this world. When a tzaddik goes to a dark place, or even a regular Jew like us, goes to a place, whether it means a spiritual place in our life, or a physical place in our life, they drop off, they have a certain hashba in those places. When a tzaddik goes to a place that he shouldn't be, he has an encounter with a person he shouldn't have an encounter with, he somehow has the ability to leave some sparks of Kedusha there. The Gemara tells us even, in the Brachos, that there were some cities that had many converts because they experienced, they saw the Kavod HaTorah on the Drasha of Shabbos HaGadol. They saw how many Jews came flocking to the Drasha. They were inspired by that. So there are ups and downs, and many times a tzaddik goes through a down in life. He comes to a bad place. Why? We don't know why, but he leaves some sparks and then leaves that bad place. So it says, Hillel, the only reason why you're inspired to convert is because some Jew left you a spark when they were going down. When they had a little dip in their life, they dropped some spark in a dark place where you live, where you come from. That's how you came about. That's how you were inspired. So don't do to your friend what you don't want to yourself. If you want to become Jewish, part of being a Yid is their ups and downs. And when you have those downs somehow have an opportunity to be mashbia, to give sparks of Kedusha to those people there. And that's his response. Said, love every person. Give people a chance. Don't view dark places, dark times as a challenge. View them as an opportunity to be mashpia on people. And I'll finish with one maisa about Avos Yisrael as well. I shared this in the Joshua. I don't know if you guys were there or not, so I have to repeat it from a few weeks ago. I was just learning this, so I got so excited about these stories, but after that you wouldn't hear it. The next week you won't hear this again. So the Maisa goes that Chassid gave the Yid HaKadosh a silver platter for Chanukah. Beautiful, beautiful silver platter for Chanukah. And the Yid HaKadosh asked one of his Chassidim to be tovel in the mikveh. It's a very, very chashuv silver platter. I want to use this for Chanukah licht. Make sure you tovel with a lot of kavana before Chanukah. So he agreed. And the Talmud, the Chassid, goes to the mikveh. And he has all these kavanas. And he drops in the silver platter into the mikveh. And he slips out of his hand and he loses it. He loses it in the mikveh. He gets undressed, jumps into the mikveh. It wasn't like a regular kelim mikveh. I'll tell you a funny story about a kelim mikveh, actually. A few years ago, my first time in Boca, it was Erev Shabbos, and I was going to the mikveh Erev Shabbos. My wife was waiting for me outside, and she was waiting for her husband. Another chassid was waiting for her husband. So my wife and this chassid, Chassid Shalei, were talking outside. And then a lady starts going to the other side of the mikveh. So the Chassid Shalei is like, how's a lady going to the mikveh? A lady can't go during the daytime. What's pshat? My wife said, no, on that side there's a kelim mikveh. I said, but still, how could a lady go during the day? I don't understand. My wife said, no, it's a kelim mikveh. I said, but still, I don't understand. How could she go? My wife said, come here. She goes around and she points to the sign. She says, oh, a kelim mikveh. Oh. So anyway, so the Yid jumped into the kelim mikveh. So the Yid jumped in the kelim mikveh, started swimming around. It wasn't like a mikveh, it must have been a lake or something. He couldn't find the silver platter. He couldn't find it. He was so nervous. The Rebbe was so excited to see the silver platter, to use it. So he got very nervous. And he had a few days until Chanukah. He goes back, he sees the Rebbe. The Rebbe's like, oh, the Yid HaKadosh, oh, I'm so excited to give that the silver platter. I can't wait to hold on to it. Oh, make sure you take care of it, please, for me. And make sure, again, the mikveh with a lot of kavana. So, oh, gosh, the Rebbe's going to be so upset at me. He goes the next day, jumps in, tries finding it, can't find it. It goes on for several days. Every time he sees the Rebbe's like, oh, I can't wait to have that silver platter to use for Chanukah. A couple hours before Chanukah, he says, okay, I'll give it one last shot. I'll try to find it, but other than that, I have to break the news to the Rebbe. So he goes to the mikveh, and before he has to jump in, the silver platter is mamish right there at the top. He takes it out and brings it back to the Rebbe. Right before Chanukah licht, thank you so much. I can't wait to use this. Gives him a big hug and kiss. And Rav David Lelever, the Talmud, another Talmud of the Yid HaKadosh, saw what was going on. He knew that Yid HaKadosh was behind this whole mice. He knew that Yid HaKadosh made sure the mikveh was hidden in the mikveh. He made sure it came back. So he said to his Rebbe, why did you make him go through such sorrows? You made him so nervous. He was so upset. Why did you just make it come right away? He was suffering for a few days. So the Yid HaKadosh says, me and him, we needed to come back together. There was a certain distance I was feeling, and I wanted to bring back. And I knew that this Maisa would bring him back to realize my love for him, his love for me, the love for that platter. That would somehow bring the Avos Yisrael back that we very much needed. That's what I wanted to do, to bring the Avos Yisrael. So that's, you know, Elul, Anila Dol Diba Dol Lili, is, you know, the Avos Yisrael, the Avos Hashem, and the Kadosh Baruch Hu and Klal Yisrael is the Ava that we have for each other. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has no greater nachas than seeing the Avos Yisrael that we have with each other. And when we increase the Avos Yisrael, the love for each other, the love for every Jew, that increases the Avos Hashem as well. So we should be zocha this month of Elul to increase Avos Yisrael, Avos HaTorah, and Avos Hashem.